You're listening to the Lawyer Brit Podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. Welcome back to another episode of the Lawyer Brit Podcast. This is an exciting episode, so strap in, get coffee, get your notes, because what I'm talking about in this episode will make you millions, and that is the client experience. I honestly don't hear much in the legal industry, if anything, about the client experience. If we hear anything about clients, it's just like how stressful they are, right? Like everything that is done for the clients is reflected back on the attorney. Like you see the billboards like so-and-so got me $1 million and blah, blah, blah. It's not really about the client, it's about the attorney at that point, right? And the conversations between lawyers about clients is often like stress related, right? Like lawyer stress. And like lawyers are stressed. Like I remember those crazy like ethical classes we had to take in law school talking about how like law has like the highest rate of alcoholics or something crazy, right? And like, yes, true. Lawyers are stressed. Like our stress as attorneys comes from the rigorous practice of law, like deadlines, ethical obligations, making the right arguments, making sure you're not disturbing your client by forgetting any of the arguments you have to make, changes in court rulings, changes in statutes. Like there's a lot going on that adds to lawyer stress, including clients. And it doesn't always have to be that way. It really does not always have to be that way, because you can craft your client experience, especially if you are a law firm owner yourself. You can craft your client's experience, and that will shape your client's interaction with your firm and therefore your reputation. And it will also help reduce the stress on you and your team caused by all these many things, but also by the client overall. Why is that? Well, the client stress put on an attorney is often caused by their unclear understanding of the legal process. Right? They don't understand the case timeline. They don't understand the projected outcome. They don't understand how it works, right? You know how it works. You've handled how many cases just like theirs, but this is their first one, right? So they have not a clear understanding of the legal process. And that adds more stress on you, and it makes the client unhappy. You're adding more stress to yourself and the team, and the client is pissed, right? Because they don't understand what's going on. Like sometimes we have clients here and there that'll call and be like, I don't understand why it's been 30 days and I don't have my money yet, you know? And like, we're sitting here saying 30 days is nothing, right? But to them, it's a long time and they don't understand, right? So we as the attorneys, we as the law firm, me as law firm owner in my processes especially, have to correct that. We can limit the unhappy clients by setting clear expectations with the client up front. This is part three of my three-part sales pitch that I teach to my students, and that's process. You're explaining the process to the client. And when you're explaining that process to the client, you are setting an expectation because they have an understanding of what happens, and you're setting that expectation for them of what's going to happen moving forward. And so you're limiting that unhappy, pissed off client by telling them up front, here's how it's going to go, right? Like, they don't understand how the case works. You explain it to your client. You explain your client what kind of experience they're going to get, what kind of interactions they're going to get, right? What they get, how they get it, and when they get it is what you need to explain. That's how you set an expectation, is you tell them what they're going to get, how they're going to get it, and when they're going to get it, right? How often should they expect to hear from you, right? I can't stand the attorneys that take a case and then never speak to their client, or like the client has to call in first to ask for an update, right? That drives me absolutely up a wall. You should have systems in place that you communicate with your clients regularly and explain to them what's going on. Like, I don't care if you're the best attorney in the world and you have done all these things on your client's case and you have all these filings and hearings and motions, blah, 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 blah. If the client doesn't know about it, as far as the client's concerned, you haven't done anything on the case, right? And even if you tell them, I've done all this stuff, they're still going to be annoyed because you didn't tell them about the stuff, right? How often should they expect to hear from you? That needs to be upfront and told to them in the beginning to set that client experience. And you should have the processes in place to do that. We'll talk more about that in a minute. who will they be talking to most, right? Are they going to be talking to your paralegal? Are they talking to you? Are they going to be talking to one of your attorneys as your employees? Are they going to be talking to one of that attorneys at paralegals? Like, explain to them, or have your intake team explain to them, who are they going to be talking to? Who do they get to communicate with? Who should they reach out to if they have questions or a problem, right? What aspects are they involved in? That should be clearly laid out in the beginning, right? You can tell them, hey, first we've got to file the complaint, and then we have to serve the defendant, and then we have to blah, 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 right? Explain to them, we'll do all that stuff. When I need you is this part, and that won't be for another 2 months, so don't expect to hear from us, or, you know, expect a couple emails, and that's it, right? Easy. Easy. Like, very simple things you can just tell them about what's going to happen. You can even put it in, like, an outlined bulleted format and send that to them in an email after the call so they have something to reference. You should also tell the client, what is the outcome you're hoping to achieve, right? Tell them, hey, this is what we're looking to do for you, so that clear expectation is met, right? If a client hires you, you know, we've had this happen in the past too, for my practice area, somebody hires us and they're like, I need no less than $200,000. Meanwhile, their house isn't even worth that much, right? So we step in and we say, hey, I totally understand that you want to be fully compensated, blah, blah, blah. Here's where we're thinking that the case is worth, but as things progress, we'll make sure that we keep you informed of any offers and any changes, right? What's the outcome they're hoping to achieve? And how long does it take to get to that outcome, right? Like, that is probably one of the biggest issues I see amongst attorneys and their clients and setting those expectations. It doesn't matter if you're a billable hour, if you're a flat fee, if you're a contingency. People want things and they want them now, right? Again, goes back to what I was saying before. They don't know what the legal process is. They could be thinking, okay, cool, well, I'll just hire this person and it'll be done next week or next month. And if that's not the case, you need to make that clear up front so they're not calling in every day. So they're not calling in a month saying, why isn't this done? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you really need to lay it out for them. What's the process? How does this work? What are they going to get? How do they get it? When do they get it? Explain these things to the client up front. In short, what kind of experience are they having with your firm? What are the interactions they're having? What are they getting with your firm, right? If they know these things up front, they are less likely to complain, to badger you, to, you know, make nasty threats and testimonials and whatever else people might do nowadays with the internet, right? I can't account for personality or downright unpleasant people. Those people exist. Unfortunately, they will come into our sphere from time to time, but we can limit the common client issues and the dissatisfactions by setting those expectations, setting clear expectations and outlining that client experience, the experience the client will have with your firm. That leads to happy clients. If you tell the client up front, here's what's going to happen. This is the experience you're going to have with my firm. Here's who you're going to talk to. Here's when you're going to hear from them. Here's what you have to do. Here's what we do. This is what the outcome we're kind of trying to achieve. This is how long it's going to take. If you outline that for the client, I can almost guarantee that you're going to have a happy client that's going to lead to great reviews, more referrals, more clients, a happier and more efficient team even, because how much time does your team spend trying to put out fires of clients who are confused or they misunderstand the process or they're upset about something that was totally avoidable and rectifiable? A happy team, happy clients leads to more clients. And that's our goal, right? Like, my coaching clients in the CEO club, that is the number one goal across the board, is to get more clients in the door, to build the firm, to make more money, right? And that can be achieved in a very basic sense by crafting that client experience and building that into both your sales pitch and to the actual working of the case, right? When you set those expectations, you better make sure that you have the systems in place to achieve those expectations, right? Because if you promise and you deliver, that's your client experience, right? The interactions and the experience your client has with your firm. Here's an example of my client experience, right? I tell clients, or my intake team rather, tells clients that they can expect to receive communication from us at least once a month, but also whenever something happens. Whenever we file the case, schedule a deposition, schedule a mediation, we're working on this motion, that motion, trials coming up, whatever. we tell them about it. And it is via email. We will send them an email saying, here's what's happening in the case. It'll come from the paralegal attorney, will be copied. If there's an event that needs to be discussed, like an upcoming mediation, a deposition, a new development in the case, an offer on the case, they get a call from the attorney. And that actually happens in my firm. Like, that is how my procedures are set up, is that when something happens, we tell the client. And when something bigger happens, we call the client. And so we deliver on that promise. I tell the clients on the intake calls the outcome. So what I was just talking about earlier is, you know, somebody saying like, oh, I think I need all this, that, and the other thing, right? We try to set those expectations of, hey, I understand where you're coming from. Here's what we see. And here's the outcome that we are trying to reach for you, right? And maybe you don't need to be that specific, right? Like, obviously, for us, we're trying to get them the money for home repairs that we think they're entitled to under their insurance policy, right? We don't need to get super specific on the amounts, but I want to make sure that we all have the same issue, right? We're all going for that outcome, is to get them that money, right? They're not hiring us so that we can just go after the insurance company for no reason, for a pure like vendetta. Like, no, they're hiring us for a purpose. That's the outcome that we're trying to achieve for them, right? And we tell them how long it takes, right? Whether it's pre-suit or litigation, if we think, hey, it's in this county, it's probably going to take 12 months, or it's this county, it might take 18 months, right? We try to set those expectations so that we build that client experience. And then I have procedures in place that we can deliver on that experience as well. Do you see how it's like clearly defined? It's not just like you hired us to handle a claim, so, you know, we'll try to get you some more money and you'll hear from us maybe never. No, it's defined. It is outlined. It is explained to the client, and then it is delivered upon. Like, here's things we'll do, and then we do them, right? And then they have this like, wow, Premier Property Law told us that they'd send us an email every month, and we've got an email every month. That's so great, right? They're not calling us every week saying, what's the status of the claim? What's the status of the claim? Because we told them it was going to take several months to get to whatever point they wanted to get to, right? And again, that leads to my happy team not having to deal with a ton of people calling us all the time, right? Do we have the occasional crazy, upset, whatever client that thinks everything should be done along their timeline? Sure. But that's not the norm. That is not the common case for us, because this is how we've set this up. We've designed it this way. This is how we've designed our client experience. And so people are happy with that. And that leads to what? Great reviews, more referrals, more clients, growing your firm, and more money for you. And that is exactly what we're going for. A defined and conveyed client experience leads to happy clients and a happy team, leads to more clients, leads to more money. That is like the most basic thing here. And you can make millions with this. You can scale to a multi-million dollar business with this ideal and actually implementing it in reality, in your practice of setting expectations and then delivering on those expectations. That's building your client experience with your firm. And this is exactly what I've done from day one. I knew I wanted to have a clearly defined business, a company that was delivering a product, really. It's a service, right? But a product, an actual outcome to the client through the client experience. And we've had, at this point, hundreds, if not over 1,000 clients that we've served that have been satisfied with the way that we operate, because we were upfront about it and we delivered on it. And that's how we continue to make more money. And that's why we have a multi-million dollar business at this point that is continuing to grow and serve more clients and take on more team members and serve more clients and make more money and serve more clients. And that's the goal. That is the goal for all of us. And if that is your goal, you can do this through crafting your client experience and delivering on it. And that is why your client experience will make you millions. I'm Lawyer Britt. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Lawyer Britt podcast. If you did, I would love if you would take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, on your stories, and tag me at lawyer.britt. And I will reshare it to my story, because I love to see that you guys are enjoying the podcast, that you're learning from the podcast. And if there's any questions you have, things you want to know, things you want me to discuss and to teach on the podcast, I am always open. Send me a DM and say, hey, what do you think of this? Or I have a question about that. Can you talk about this on the podcast? And I would be more than happy to do so. See you in the next one.